as I mentioned it last night, that how you see the person, how you see the person's body, is it object desire or object anger? If you understand object desire, you know, it came from one's mind, and you know, then, by the way, you see, the object anger is also clear, just simply come from your mind, creation of your mind, possession of one's mind. So, yes, last night I mentioned the essence, you see, the how you see the person's body, that appearance is it came from your mind, is a possession of your mind, your present concept, depending what kind of concept you see in this moment. when you see that person's body, what kind of concept you have, that approach, so that creates that appearance. The labeled ugly, then it is appearance ugly. Labeled beautiful, then it is appearance. There's appearance of beautiful. You see, appearance of the beauty. After one's mind labeled, interpreted or labeled. So this is just your own view. This is your own view. So, your view of your own, your present concept. So when you think that, when you think this is my own view, present view, but my present way of thinking or concept, there's nothing from its own side. There's nothing from its own side. Personal to the body, there's nothing from its own side. So, then that, because when the attachment arises, by believing as there's something from its own side. Body, personal, the body, you see. It's coming from outside. You see. On the basis of that belief, the attachment arises. So therefore, now here, this is my own view. What I say, appearing ugly or appearing, you see, beautiful, whatever, you see, appearing ugly, then aggressive, or appearing beautiful, that attachment arises. So, this is my own view. Because the appearance happened due to what I label, what my mind label, then the appearance happened as a result. Projection. So when you think this is what you want on view, then you see then attachment feels shy. So there's no place for attachment, you see. It's gone. See? No purpose of life. No. doesn't find, see? Post-rise attachment, see? So, that, long-run evolution of this appearance, the view of the person, of the body, you see, long-run evolution, that's the past karmic imprint. The past karmic imprint, like in the metal, you know, so they said manifest our projected this view that. So, so I used the example. Use the example that in so many people's view that, you know, that person body is ugly, but there's one person who see that, you see, who see that person body is so beautiful that, and then even though you have seen the body for a long time, but didn't have that appearance beautiful. But suddenly one day, you see, suddenly one day you have this appearance beautiful. So the girl coming imprint, you see, that they experience out that you projected this view. And then you see, attachment arises. This is coming imprint project. Create this view, you know, like from the film, putting film documentary, or film the movie, film put in the machine, then it's projected on the movie screen or TV screen. So coming imprint from past to the projected, then you see this beauty and then see attachment, see then attachment as the things. So like that. Another example how the object of anger, the object of anger and attachment, the jealous mind, all this, how the object is one's own appearance, one's own mind. Another example, as I mentioned, the Madhyamika teachings. This example is very useful in many places. Guru devotion, Guru devotion. very useful example and a good devotion to the realization, the Buddha from the saddle. Has no merit to see better quality, and they see pass blood. It appears to them the view of this liquid is passing blood, and that came from the mind.
Went to see Lhasa temple, Chokham, where there's the
manifestation. Misses Buddha so much. When Buddha when Buddha goes to Tathagata for Vinaya, the abiding the Sama retreat, Yarne, abiding the Sama retreat. I don't know whether it's raining or not in this Tathagata, I'm not sure. Whether it's raining or not, but abiding Yarne, abiding the Sama retreat.
Or there's a
merit or whether it's non-merit. You see. And amount of merit and pure hours, how much mind is pure and impure. You see. So it's, the case is to understand this views production of those minds. So now, exactly same in our daily life, in our daily life, object of anger, object of attachment, exactly same, kept our mind. Normally we think it came from object side, that's, so then the attachment rises. So, suddenly there's a real fullness of happiness. So that is totally wrong. Is it that? That I believe, that appearance, totally wrong. I already mentioned yesterday, already discovered it yesterday, I did not repeat again, but I quoted Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching Lama Tsongkhapa more, which Lama Tsongkhapa quoted to the commentary of the forehand stanza composed by the So now here, if it makes more clear, this analysis, discovery of this, our perception. So there's nothing from the object side, nothing from object side. It's from our mind side. The thing is, more late, more one want to slay the future lives of others that get destroyed more. Destroy so many years of merits. So in the Bodhisattva, it says, one, rise in anger 1 second to destroy. The merits credit, having done charity and so forth for, have met offering to Buddhas, have met charity and so forth for 1,000 eons. If you miss it out to apply the meditation, more you become late. Great destruction. A lot of happiness, a lot of marriage.
Visualize the appearance of mistakes into deity, into either your
months later. So here what he's saying is, you know, you change your, if you have mistaken appearance, you change it into pure tantric practice, you see. This talking about tantric practice. So practice on pure appearance. How you got? There's miracle in the tantric practice. So Jamaku Sangha said, you know, when we see others' mistakes, it's your mistake. So this is one, this is also good to understand. In the case of anger, in other things, you see, so when somebody cheat, when somebody tells lie to you, when somebody acted angry to you, when somebody abused you. So now, you see here, Jamaku Sangha says, you see, others' mistakes is your mistakes. For example, the Mahayana, Aryan beings, exalted beings, who exercise the rights, Mahayana rights and power of argumentation, which indirectly preserve this, they, the body, spiritual body, not like our body, they have abandoned suffering or rebirth, old age, sicknesses, death. So, even others try to harm, there's no pain. There's no pain. You see? Like we experience pain, they don't experience pain. So that is true with purification, having a Christ path ceased. There's certain level of obscurations. Not necessarily all obscurations, not that, but a certain level of obscurations. So, so you see, it cannot, doesn't experience pain. That I am being, you know, who exercise the Mahayana rising path meditation. Don't put no question for the Buddha, who has totally removed the subtle negative imprint. In a subtle negative imprint. which projects the dualistic view, true religion, the appearance. So, even all these Maras, in Malaysia Mara, try to attack Buddha, but all this become, all the weapons with the throw, they become flowers, transplanted flowers. So Buddha do not receive harm. See? Even before Buddha, the, you know, Mahayana, the Bodhisattva, eternal rising path, but meditation, eternal rising path, do not experience pain. So that's through development of the mind, pure, having purified the karma, having purified. So we receive harm, we feel pain, is it because our mind is not purified? So receiving harm, experience pain, this is totally dependent on our mind. Having purified, not purified. So it's totally dependent on the mind. You know, somebody saying word, somebody insult or say bad words, it hurts, right? Or somebody hit, it hurts, pain. It's totally to do with our mind, you see. If our mind is purified, expressed to the level of power, it cannot spend pain at all. And especially if you want to have, reached completion stage. You know, I think the clear light of illusory body, clear light of being, those stages, clear light of illusory body, if you reach those stages, then you don't experience pain. If you fell down or somebody hit with sticks, whatever, you feel bliss. You feel only bliss. Bliss, you don't feel pain. Yeah. career, see? He has actualized the bodhicitta, dharmasala, so many years ago. So he taught me the Lama. So sometimes in the evenings, and after teaching, or sometimes he comes to see us. So in the evenings, we also chant. So get to know. He tells stories. Some meditators, they offer the realization, you know, they give news to his master Lama. And some meditators, they will go to Siddhartha sometimes. So they go to Siddhartha and they explain what they achieved. So Sunat tells whatever news happened, whatever people from far, from remote countries, whoever writes to Sunat what the realization they achieved. So when you go to see Sunat, then you can go to see Sunat without going through the office appointment. Only one time he went through the office is when I requested Javata to initiation. So only that one Kichamur went to the Tibetan secretary to the Kumatarala and then to request this. He told me that this is the only one that he went to the office. But normally not. I think he, when he was in the cave, there down below where his mother down below the hill on top where his mother lived, down below the where he met cave there. Maybe with the Kishirati, I'm not sure. So, because he has clear points, you know, Hichim Shinen, but also Sixing was not. So he can see the time. I think he can see the time, whether it's another time or not to see. I think he can see the time. So, any time he can go straight, Maybe sometimes he has to wait a little bit. So he never has to go through upon office. Also he comes to see us you know, as a certain times when there's a need, he's there, he appears. So he goes to see other people's similar cases, you know. Somebody dying, so much suffering, so much difficulties. He was in the cave. So I think he just goes there at the right time in that house, you see. So anyway, so that expanded the story. That so he told us that 7 years ago that I had never been at anybody's house for myself. He said that. So that means it didn't mean that he didn't go out of people's house, but it means he generated bodhicitta 7 years ago. So since from that time, not only not going for other people's house for himself, but means since 7 years ago, you know, any activity, see, not done for self. So that's what it means. 7 years ago, any activity is not done for self. So, also realized in this, there, in the same cave, the cave of the end of that rock, then come about and he accomplished it in Dalhousie. After Kishirabhan, he soon sent Kishirabhan to inspire others to practice, to have this realization. So then that's more to start to then he started to maintain a shine and accomplished. So when he began, he had dreamed that he was riding over the horse and the horse fell down. So he thought that it's an inauspicious sign, maybe he won't achieve. So I and dessert. This analysis, this discovery That is the one's mistake, you see. Others, you know, what they do in the karma, relating to object oneself, relating to oneself. All this is one's own fault, one's own mistake. So this this understanding, meditation, understanding of meditation, what it's called. However, this becomes practice of patience. Impossible tries. Anger. It becomes practice of patience. And the other one is it becomes cause to, it becomes inspiration. It cause drives compassion. Because this is not another person's, it's your mistake. You treat it like this to others in the past. So the person then did that obliged, that caused that. This person, these people, to treat you like this, to harm you, to treat you like this, they create karma. So, therefore, then that makes them to be reborn in the lower realms. That makes them to be reborn in the lower realms. So who's throwing them in the lower realms by you? You caused them to. So you're the one who caused them thrown in, you know, from a human realm, should fell down in the lower realm. So therefore, then it's a, then for therefore these people who abuse you, who whatever they harmed it, it's only object of compassion. It's only purely an object of compassion. It's not that. So it's just two things: patience and. Empty from society, that I was empty from society. Ah, come back with this enlightenment. It's empty, which is empty from its own side. Lead all the symptoms who are empty from their side. To that enlightenment which is empty from the side. Paramahansa was also empty from the side. And to actualize Lama Sama's teachings, the teaching of the Master Sunday, Jal teaching with the Upper Lama Sama's teaching, actualize what was hard, was bad, and all of us here, and has us all that doing the benefits of our station, and those who develop the light tools, can serve as just in teaching with that. All of that, in that way. Spread all the diversion to the flourish, forever in this world. And Judy, there was on the way to the number of the pages, so much you want to be there, my result. That I think I don't want to be there, and then I tell all of them, I eat them by using them, and no.